This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard. You're flying high with the Jet City Rockers. We'll be cruising today at an altitude of 69,000 feet, which is more than a mile high for all you folks keeping track at home. Strap on or strap in and enjoy your favorite beverage. Thank you for flying with the Jet City Rockers. Let's rock.
Rock. Smoking set.
You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah. I better get a nicotine patch if you're going to keep smoking me out like this.
Or a fire extinguisher.
Not Chantix. I could kill you in the cockpit seat. Remember?
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
So we started off with Snakeskin Cowboy from Ted Nugent.
Absolutely a classic. You know, I used to think I wanted to wear rattlesnakes. But then I thought of the biting problems that would probably ensue.
All right. I remember a specific Halloween party, though.
Tell everyone.
Where you wore snakeskin cowboy boots, black leather pants.
And a white.
A white ruffle pirate shirt.
Just like Seinfeld.
And a long black wig.
And eyeliner.
And eyeliner. And then on the way home, you were like so drunk and you were hot and sweaty. So I'm driving down the road. Next thing I know, the wig flies out the window. Then it's the shirt. Then it's the pants.
And
eventually,
the boots
flew out the window. And there you were in your underpants.
And but on the good news was those were all repurposed on the street. We saw people in those boots the following weekend.
We did. The boots, yes. The wig and the pants, no. But the boots, definitely.
I'm going to tell you, they were the most uncomfortable things I've ever worn. I think by the end of the night, I'd rather be bitten by rattlesnakes and wear them again.
Yeah, you were walking kind of funny. And it wasn't the alcohol, but you could tell that your feet hurt.
They did.
That was a fun night.
That was. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so the rest of the first set.
Oh, yeah.
Was Contagious from YNT.
Which I am.
Most of the time. And then we had Planet Caravan from Pantera.
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites, yes.
Probably your most favorite video of all time.
It is, and I love Pantera, so.
That is headphone music.
Yes.
I'm glad I had mine on. I had it on because you were yelling at me originally, and I was trying to deafen myself.
And why was I yelling at you?
Because I forgot to do an engine check.
Uh-oh.
What kind of co-pilot am I?
Not a good one.
Insert better discount airlines now.
But you make me laugh, so that's good.
Oh, want a joke? Someone just texted me. Let me get the flip phone here. Okay, so they're saying if 2020 was a math problem, this is what the math problem would be.
Okay.
So if you're going down a river at 2 miles an hour and your canoe loses a wheel, how much pancake mix would you need to reshingle your roof?
Oh my goodness.
2020 in a nutshell. The only thing that would have made it more poignant if there were murder hornets involved.
Now, we do know a math geek or two that would probably try to figure that out.
And you can answer us at JetCityRockers.com.
Absolutely. If you got an answer, we want to hear it.
But until then, we're going to get back to another set of great music here on
the Jet City Rockers.
I tried on the phone, but I'm bored. I'm bored.
Householding, householding, householding. I'm tired.
It's all that householding.
I know. It's the most chores I have all week.
That's sad.
It is. My life is not pretty. But I want to Thank you again for inviting me and my 18 kids over for Thanksgiving.
You bet.
And I'm trying to decide if we'll dress up like pilgrims or as turkey basters. So one version of the family will be there, and you'll be able to determine when you open the door what we are.
That'll be pretty clear.
But know what isn't clear?
What's that?
Where people can find us. So I'm going to make it easy right now. You could go to jetcityrockers.com. You could go to Facebook. You could go to Twitter. You could go to Instagram. You can go to Amsterdam and pick me up some of those special brownies even and fly back. Just but don't use this airline. It's not meant to be international.
Just what you need. If it's not international, how can we keep doing those weird flights?
Because we break the rules. We're like every 80s cop buddy movie. We bend and break those rules.
And I'm getting too old for this stuff.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
See, I won't swear, but you go for it.
Oh, man.
All right. So would you like to know what we listened to?
Absolutely.
All right. So we had What Kind of Love Is This from Streetheart.
Oh, Canada's Great.
Bored from Death Angel.
Oh, wow.
And Atomic Punk from Van Halen.
See, I'm like that guy from Police Academy, the very D-level version.
I was going to say, I thought you were like doing a choo-choo train or something.
I was doing the guitar flange intro to Atomic Punk. And there, folks, is why my impersonation career died on the
before it
way.
Even got started.
Oh, absolutely. Know what else died before?
What's that?
My further college education. I signed up. I think I even went in the door. I met some people. And then 4 years later, I was getting a real job, but I didn't take any classes.
See, I didn't even do the four-year part.
No, I just hung out. I didn't go to class. I didn't pay anything. I just hung out.
I paid for 2 quarters, told my parents I went for 3, and then I dropped out of college and moved to Seattle.
And that's why you can be a pilot or co-pilot, kids. You don't need no edumacation for that.
Especially with this airline.
Exactly. So let's get back to some more music.
Thank you. walking the fine line between pagan and Christian.
All right, so that was Stone Cold from Rainbow.
And I thought I knew you so well.
Ba-dum-bump. And For the Love of God from Steve Vai.
Oh, that's a shredder.
And Yankee Rose from David Lee Roth.
Wah, wah. So that's more impersonations.
So I know you've been sucking down the drinks. Have you figured out what they are yet?
Delicious.
Well, there's that. So we're actually drinking the Hurricane tonight.
Oh.
It's light rum, dark rum, lime juice, orange juice, and passion fruit.
In no Denzel Washington?
Nope. And the reason we're doing that is because the last set is going to be relevant.
Oh, I'm rarely relevant, so I...
So bring it on?
Let me get my listening ears
All
on.
All right, so we're having Hurricane by Hurricane, Rocky Like a Hurricane from the Scorpions, and Hurricane Years from Alice Cooper.
Oh my gosh.
So we had to have a hurricane drink.
I think we need to get some plywood and batten up the windows from the sounds of this one.
It's going
to
blow.
That's for people, unfortunately, down on the East Coast. So,
it is.
We're hoping that everyone's drinking and all safe and sound like we are here. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
What do you need me to bring to Thanksgiving?
Oh, no.
I have cotton balls, if nope. They're good for anything.
Just yourselves.
I have toothpaste.
Nope.
It's Crest.
Nope. We're not going to throw anything that you would bring on the menu.
Can I bring a plus one with my 18?
No.
Okay. Wow. That bridge too far, I guess.
Yeah. I'll have 19 extras, but not 20.
Oh, man. I don't know. The kids are getting big. Their appetite's a little heartier than last year. So maybe you should go with a 45-pound turkey.
No, I got two 40-pounders.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine, people. People, calm down. We are fine. What other impersonations can I do?
I have
Have I ever done one?
Not well.
Hogan.
Oh, my God. You're so old.
I know. That's Colonel Klink, everyone.
And the world said, who?
Oh, you have disturbed the monocle. He was a lighthearted Darth Vader for the 60s TV generation.
I didn't watch TV in the 60s.
Oh, fudge.
But I do have a drug-sniffing cat sitting on my foot.
You do. Pretty mellow. So everyone's, I think she can't smell anything because of that damn... ankle scarf situation last week. The scent and stench is still in the air.
Ankle scarves and patchouli.
There you go. Oh, God. That's horrible.
That is.
On that note.
Yes.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Adios, folks. And thank you again for listening in to the Jet City Rockers. And we'll catch you this time next week.
not much we can do about a tornado. Tornadoes are too quick. There's virtually no warning. They can show up, do their damage, be gone sometime in less than 3 minutes. Now listen carefully to what I'm telling you. But in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They form hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, "Look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it." You'll see some of these people on TV going, "Maybe it'll turn before it gets here." And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we can ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, State Police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood.
Like a hurricane, fire and a baby. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. shake. Really low. Get his booty. Scratch my skin. So what is wrong?